WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. St. Louis's mayor says they're grieving after the deaths of at least five people in severe storms, including a possible tornado. Mayor Kara Spencer says some 5,000 homes have been affected and a curfew is now in effect. KMOX's Sean Malone with more.
Alderwoman Shamim Clark-Hubbard represents the 10th Ward, where many of the hardest hit neighborhoods are.
I had to walk under down wires. I had to walk through tape. What I will say is I saw the community showing up. I saw people showing up with chainsaws trying to get trees out of the way and clear roads so that people can get here, which is good because we have first responders that we need to get through and people that need to get through.
Sean Malone for CBS News, St. Louis.
A lone guard assigned to watch a cell pod at a New Orleans jail left to get food, and Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson says that is when 10 inmates made their escape this morning.
They were still able to exit the jail about 1:01 a.m. after breaching a wall behind a toilet in the jail. And based on video surveillance, they were seen exiting a door on the docks where we normally bring in supplies, scaling a wall, and running across the interstate shortly thereafter.
Seven inmates are still on the loose. In Las Vegas today, police say a shooting inside an athletic club leaves two people dead, including the gunman, with at least three people injured. The motive is not yet known. You might sweat when you see your home electricity bills this summer. They're expected to rise to an average of $784 for the summer period, up more than 6% from 2024 and marking a 12-year record, according to a new analysis from the National Energy Assistant Directors Association. President Trump steps off of Marine One and returns to the White House after wrapping up his four-day trip to the Middle East. It included stops in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates, and economic deals with the Mideast nations, including an agreement to sell advanced AI chips. On Air Force One, Trump praised the leaders of those countries, calling it a historic four-day trip. Conservatives slammed the brakes on a major Republican tax bill backed by President Trump. The lawmakers so far are keeping it from advancing from the House Budget Committee for debate in the full House because they want even larger cuts in federal spending. CBS's Erica Brown has more on Capitol Hill.
On social media, President Trump urged Republicans to unite behind the bill, saying, quote, the country will suffer greatly without this legislation, and claiming that taxes would rise 65%.
The New York Knicks beat the Boston Celtics 119-81 in Game 6 and advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals against Indiana. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive. Protect your auto, home, and business with Progressive and get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Minnesota Twins. It's the start of a three-game weekend series. The Twins come into Milwaukee as one of the hottest teams in the big leagues with an 11-game winning streak. We spoke to manager Pat Murphy in his office before the game.
Everything worries me about everybody. Everybody's good. There's not a team on that schedule there. There isn't a team on that schedule that you don't respect the same way. And then sometimes you over-respect teams that you don't need to. You certainly can't undervalue any team there because every team on that schedule can beat you. The record does not matter. The Reds just got beat 2-3 by the White Sox at home. You know, does that mean the Reds are a bad team? They're absolutely not a bad team. What does that mean? Tito Francona is a bad manager? Of course not. The bottom line is anybody, it's big leagues. Anybody can beat anybody any given day.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. I'll have a full recap later tonight from Milwaukee with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky with passing showers and breezy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still a little windy, highs in the mid-50s. Sun's back in low 60s for Sunday. Rain chances return later Monday and especially into Tuesday. Currently 51 degrees.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke will join us to talk about resources for Wisconsin farmers. Please don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
Between 2010 and 2019, 6,000 childcare programs closed. When COVID hit, they were like, we can't do this again. So they invested in us. And now our state is going to be one of six. They took the federal dollars, but our state does zero. You're looking at 25% closing. I am likely going to be one of them.
This would be good to know if you would like to perhaps call your representative.
Yes. Catch Matt Nair on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Jane says. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Kevin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. No matter where you are across the state, across the country, around the world, you can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. Or you can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our statewide text to win contest is underway. Grab your phone. Open up the Civic Media app. And text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y, text in the word Friday. Greg, you can't play.
Damn.
For a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets for Wednesday, May 21st, when they host Baltimore. You have until 11 o'clock to text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y, to be in the running, just like Ronnie in Horicon, Brian in Marinette, Raquel in Wisconsin Rapids. What a great name.
Hello, Raquel.
I would love to have been a Raquel. Jeff in Racine, Cassandra in New London. Keep them coming in. Linda in Middleton and Tim in Waukesha. Ooh, I love to see this. Text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y, until 11 o'clock. Tom Hartman will have a different word for you from 11 to 2, then another one with Todd from 2 to 4, and Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Our statewide text to win contest. Four-pack of Brewers tickets up for grabs. Text in the word via the Civic Media app. Text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y. And because it is Friday, that means we're going to do a little recombobulating with the creator of said recombobulation area and also Civic Media's political editor coming to us live from our world headquarters in Madison, Dan Schaefer. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Greg. How you guys doing? Happy to be here.
That's a nice studio that you're
that's
in.
That's a nice sound for Dan. Listen to that silky voice.
Ooh, that nice little bass coming in there. Sounds good.
There we go. We're ready to recombobulate today.
Let's recombobulate.
All right.
There we go.
Let's start off and talk a little bit about some of the races that you're keeping an eye on. Don't worry, Wisconsin, we're not voting yet.
No, not voting yet.
We will be soon. But there's a bunch of races to keep an eye on that might actually be up for grabs this time around. So what are you looking at?
Well, so we're in this budget season now in the state government. And I think there's, a lot of it's the biggest thing that happens in state government every 2 years. And a lot of the decisions that are going to be made over the next 2 months are going to really shape, what this 2 year, 4 year term is going to be for a lot of these legislators. So, part of what I wrote here in my piece this week at the Recombobulation Area, 23 Wisconsin state legislators to watch for the 2025-2026 session is that these are the people that we can actually hold accountable now because we have fairer maps. It's no longer this insulated from accountability type of dynamic that we've seen in the Wisconsin state legislature for so long. So we actually have, I don't know if we would necessarily call them swing votes. I don't know if this is like a Wisconsinified version of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema or Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, whatever it might be. But I think it is incumbent on us to, when we're looking ahead to 2026 and looking ahead to the opportunities to hold our public officials accountable, you know, these are, so the list that I put together are the people who are in the most closely competitive districts around the state. And so, you know, only half of the state Senate has been on the ballot yet.
Right.
So I started with those. So like the first four senators that I wrote about are going to be, you know, there are three Republican state senators who are in districts that are that were won by Kamala Harris. So, for example, if you flip those three seats, the Democrats would win the state Senate. In 2026.
Which would be huge.
That's unbelievable.
That would be huge.
Which would be huge. So those three state senators are Howard Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Republican from Spring Green in southwestern Wisconsin. We have Rob Hutton, state senator from kind of the western suburbs. He's from Brookfield. That district covers a lot of Brookfield, Wauwatosa, West Allis. And then Van Wangard, who is the representative from the Racine and Southern Milwaukee County is where his district is. Again, these are three state senators, Republican state senators, serving in districts that were won by Kamala Harris last year. So if you're looking to put some pressure on any particular state senators as the budget process goes forward, I think those three are the main ones to take a look at because, you know, If we're looking for compromises in the budget, if we're trying to strike some sort of grand bargain, or if they're going to be obstructionist and what have you. So, I thought it was very interesting last week on WISN's Upfront that LaTanya Johnson, the state senator from Milwaukee, who serves on state on the Joint Finance Committee, she said she thinks that there will need to be Democratic votes in the state Senate to pass the budget, which I think is really interesting. And so I think it's, you know, these three senators, I think there are a number of Democrats that we'll take a look at in these, you know, weeks and months to come as the budget process plays out. But I think this is where the rubber meets the road with those new maps and the ability to hold people accountable for their votes, the votes that they're going to be making right here in these next 2 months.
It'll be interesting, Dan, to see what tactics both sides will take in this upcoming election, because one of the things that we all noticed, especially you in your reporting, because by the way, if you subscribe to the Recombobulation Area, and I don't mean to get your anxiety up right now for this project, but you do it every time. You cover every single election that happens in Wisconsin. You give a breakdown of who's running, pros and cons, give ideas to the people of what's going on in their communities. But it felt like in the last election, because of the redrawing of the maps, some people just dropped out because they thought, I don't want to work. I don't want to knock on doors for this. But now they know they probably can't do that. And you probably, I mean, I'll be surprised if Republicans drop out this time. I'm not sure. I have a lot of thoughts on Van Wangard. I could talk about him for literally 2 hours. But what Republicans will do to try to either win or keep seats, and what will Democrats do to even more energized, as you said, those areas that were won by Kamala Harris. And I don't mean to be the nail in your tire, but my big fear is, let's just say for funsies, Democrats take control of just the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
We saw what happened, what the GOP did in Wisconsin when they just won some seats. They didn't take control of anything. They lessen the amount of people on certain committees. They made it hard. And now they're being, I mean, obstructionist is a kind word to them right now for the budget.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what they would possibly do to try to win. And if they lose, what they'll do to still maintain that power.
To kick and scream and do whatever they can.
To keep
those reins. Yeah, absolutely. It, you know, and I think that's part of why I wrote this type of piece, is because I think so many people are looking for ways to, you know, take action in the local level, considering, you know, what's going on nationally and all of that. And I think, you know, when these state senators or state representatives, and again, I included both Democrats and Republicans on this list. You know, Jeff Smith from Eau Claire is in, you know, a seat that Kamala Harris only won by 2 points. So that could be, you know, a vulnerable seat to protect in two years, too. There's a number of state representatives who are in their first term. Like, you don't know how that's going to go. You don't know if, you know, people might not like the job that they're doing as a rookie state representative, whatever it is. But I think that's why I wrote this list, so people can refer to it as, like, these are the people in the most closely competitive seats. And if we're going to flip the assembly, or if the state Senate is going to get flipped, it's going to be because of these 23 people in some capacity.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area, also Civic Media's political editor, and subscribe to the Recombobulation Area. It's really a very, very useful tool. Mm-hmm. Dan, in talking about these vulnerable seats, isn't now the time for the DNC to be picking people going, we need you to run, we need you to run, we need you to run? We got to get out ahead of this, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there was such a short timeline last time with the new maps and with the timing of when they were approved, and like that whole process that we had, you know, last winter and spring, getting to new maps and getting them implemented and all of that. Like, it is, there is a longer runway now. So I think, you know, if people are, you know, one of the things I was thinking about is, you know, two of these state senators that I mentioned, Mark Klein and Wongard, they're in their 70s. And so if people are asking what Tony Evers is going to be doing in 2026, I think they should be asking these two state senators as well.
Because Mark Klein's been there a really long time.
So is Wongard.
Mark Klein, and they've both been there a really long time, and they're both in their 70s, and who knows if they're going to run again. I mean, incumbency is a huge factor generally, and even more so in these down ballot races where name recognition is a really, really big deal. So, you know, would they need to run again to protect this seat? Is this going to be vulnerable? Are they, you know, and how does that shape votes that they might take too? Because like Mark Klein, as the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, has kind of been the face of them, you know, removing the 600 plus items from the budget and gutting Tony Evers' budget. Like, you know, it's a pretty easy argument to go out there and campaign and say, hey, Howard Mark Klein cut my health care. He cut Medicaid expansion. He cut child care funding. He cut this, this, and that. And he's going to have to defend that action and those votes.
Well, and the other thing, I would hope that folks would remember Howard Mark Klein, again, of the Joint Finance Committee. They held four listening sessions to listen to the public across the state. Four listening sessions. The top three things that people talked about to the Joint Finance Committee: health care, education, and childcare. None of that. They have addressed none of that. They haven't brought any of that up for any kind of consideration. I hope folks remember that all of your patience and you're waiting around for hours and hours to have your chance to get up in front of these people and have your say. They're playing Candy Crush. They don't pay attention. They don't care. And they just go back to Madison and they do what they want. It's completely performative. And I hope folks remember that when it comes time to cast their ballots.
There's something that I used to work in Racine. I worked for the city of Racine, and we dealt with many issues, many in Madison. And Van Wongard, to me, is someone I've never understood why he stayed state senator. He's not a man of great and bright ideas for the community. He's also a man who voted for Act 10 and 32 while collecting a pension as a retired police officer. To me, I know that seems like a billion years away. But to me, someone who walks in and says, I'm going to vote against unions in this state, I'm going to lessen your control for bargaining, but yet I am going to benefit from the protected package that I have here that I'm going to get money for the rest of my life.
Yep.
To me, that was the most unforgivable sin. And I personally would love to see someone who cares about the community walk in and be this region's state senator.
Well, here's the thing with him, too. He didn't face a Democratic challenger. In the last election, I think there was a primary challenger in that one, but like it was a very red seat, and he did not have any kind of Democratic challenger, so he didn't have to go to the voters to say, like, here's what I did in this last term, like, did I do enough to deserve another one, right? The basics of politics. And this year he is in a seat that includes much of southwestern Milwaukee County, so those are communities like Franklin and Greendale, and you know, those are places that have been trending a little bit more blue in recent election cycles. And Van Wongard, you know, he's 73. If he runs again, you know, that's going to be a really tough race for him.
Yeah.
The Dems got to step up and get into the, we can't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but we can't keep going to, it's too red. We're never going to win there. We're never, so therefore we don't go there. That's a mistake.
Are you listening, county parties?
That's a big, big mistake. We're going to continue.
Well, and credit to the state Senate for getting a candidate in every race last year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to continue recombobulating with Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor. Don't forget the word you want to text in by 11 o'clock is Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y. Statewide text to win contest for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Use the app, text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y, and keep it right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A major program that protects drinking water is on the chopping block in Congress. Lawmakers are considering slashing $2.4 billion from the state revolving fund. The program helps Wisconsin replace lead pipes and filter toxic contamination out of drinking water supplies. Our state will lose $54 million next year if funding gets cut. Parts of Wisconsin are being invaded this month by lake midges. Swarms of the insects have been rising from water bodies, including Lake Monona in Madison. The bugs can create quite a scene when they all hatch at once, but they are harmless and provide food for fish, bats, and birds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal, Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
We're doing this day without childcare. What we do is we talk about what would happen, what would it look like if we didn't have childcare. But we also talk about what could it be? What can we do to change the system? I love all the protests. I love all the people speaking out against things. But we also need to participate in democracy by saying what we want and what we need and talk to our reps that way. So that's what this event is all about.
Catch Matt Nair on Air at its new time. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy, local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Cavitini on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You have until 11 o'clock to grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y. That's the word for this hour. Text in the word Friday by 11 o'clock. And you are in the running in our statewide text to win contest for a four-pack of tickets to see the Brewers host Baltimore on Wednesday, May 21st. So text in the word Friday. You have until 11. Speaking of the crew, they host the Twins tonight. Our broadcast starts at 6:35. You can listen to the game on terrestrial radio on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. The Crew hosting the Twins tonight at 6:35. He is Civic Media's political editor and the author and creator of the Recombobulation Area. Dan Schaefer is here. Dan, let's talk about Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson checking in on Donald Trump's big, beautiful budget bill.
It's the best bill.
No one has ever seen such a good bill before. It's the bill of bills. How does Ron Johnson feel about the big, beautiful bill?
First of all, I love that we've all just adopted this like Trumpist language on this bill, the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah.
Like we had Build Back Better under Joe Biden, and now we've got the big, beautiful bill. Yeah. But no, I think, you know, there's been a lot of negotiations this week on that bill at the federal level. You know, a lot of it centering around, you know, just how they're going to cut Medicaid and give tax breaks to
rich
folks. But Ron Johnson has come out against this big, beautiful bill. You know, unlike so many other Republicans who are just lining up behind Trump and lining up behind the bill, Ron Johnson coming out against it. He had a Wall Street Journal op-ed this week called "The Ugly Truth About the Big, Beautiful Bill." And he's been on cable news a number of times over the past week here talking about how he is opposed to it. But I would say he's opposed to it for the wrong reasons. I think he's opposed to it because it doesn't cut enough benefits from people. It doesn't cut health care, Medicaid, all these different things enough. It doesn't, you know, address the debt and the deficit enough. And so Ron Johnson has been a voice saying, I don't think this is going to get through the Senate. I think this needs to be changed. But unlike some other senators, I know Josh Hawley from Missouri was among those saying
yes,
we need to keep Medicaid in this big, beautiful bill. Ron Johnson is opposing this for the other reason, is that it doesn't cut enough from people. So you can always count on Ron Johnson. He kind of reminds me of, you know, during the pandemic, we had all of these, you know, Trump led past these relief packages through Congress, and Ron Johnson voted against every single one of them. So it just, you know, anything that is going to spend taxpayer dollars to do some good, to help some people out in times of need and help some people, you know, have health care coverage and things like that. Ron Johnson's going to make a point and get in the Wall Street Journal opinion section and oppose it.
Well, and I think it's important. It's an important distinction to remember that Ron Johnson is against things that help average people. Ron Johnson is all for things that help very wealthy people like him and his family and his kids, like the carve out for businesses to have private planes. We can thank Ron Johnson for that one. That was a big concern that had to get done last time around. Yes, they get to write off their private planes because that's critically important. Keeps me awake at night. I know I can't sleep when I worry about that stuff.
Gas is expensive. It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, jet fuel's really pricey. Oh,
won't
no.
Someone think of the private jet owners, really?
What about them?
Where are their
advocates? Where are their advocates? Where are their advocates, Dan?
PJ on the live stream says Rojo speaks out of both sides of his mouth. I really think he speaks out of one side. It's terrible, and we all suffer for it.
He's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
That's the thing about him is this is not dissimilar from the, you know, in 2017 when they passed the big tax cut bill that he worked for that carve out for. That carve out, by the way, gave his biggest political donors, the Uline family, like a $200 million tax break.
They needed
like
that.
So,
they needed that tax
break.
Won't
someone think of the billionaires and the private jet owners? Well, Ron Johnson's in your corner.
It's about time they got to win.
And again, like there was, you know, some news this week on saying like the other, so there's the big, beautiful bill, and then there's like the extension of the Trump tax cuts, and the extension of the Trump tax cuts is going to put like a $7 billion hole in the, or like some astronomical number, I don't even know what it is at
it's
the
like seven
level,
trillion dollars, like,
yes, yeah, maybe it's 7 trillion, but it was going to like raise that to the debt and the deficit, and he's not complaining about that aspect of it.
No.
Not complaining about the giant tax cut that's costing our federal government and our taxpayers a lot.
Well, it's, now they're talking about raising the debt ceiling.
Right.
Just get rid of it. Just get rid of the debt ceiling. Just get rid of it. We don't need it. It's adorable where it is anyways.
But like for Ron Johnson to say that like the thing he cares most about is addressing the deficit and at the same time supporting the tax cut that is adding astronomical sums to the deficit.
To the deficit. Yeah.
It's just perfectly Ron Johnson.
And what will happen is if a Democrat gets into office in 2028, they're going to spend all their time fixing our image on the world stage and fixing this problem, hopefully with a nice Congress. And then people will be like, and the economy sucks because of so-and-so, not because of all the things they're doing right now.
Sue from Franklin texting in, how did he even get reelected and how long before we can get him out?
Well,
we got a couple years.
Yeah.
We got a couple more years of Rojo. You can always call him. Go to myvote.wy.gov.
Exactly.
And tell Rojo that you need a carve out for your private plane. Myvote.wy.gov. News is coming up next when we return. Audio Sorbet. What is your song of the summer? What song tells you it's finally here? That's on the way. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Once I get strapped in the tube, wheels up and we'll be rocking. Getting out of frozen Wisconsin. I need you to recombobulate me. I want you to recombobulate me. I need you to recombobulate me. Won't somebody...
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After a severe storm with a suspected tornado, St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer announces...
We just learned that the death toll so far has reached 5.
Missouri's governor says the state's Task Force 1 urban search and rescue team is deploying to St. Louis to help with search efforts. 3 of the 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail early this morning are back in custody. CBS's Katie Weiss.
We're told that somehow these prisoners were able to get a hold of power tools and utilize those tools to take out a toilet.
The Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office says it's believed they had inside help. The Supreme Court blocks President Trump from invoking the Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelan migrants held in Texas. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
To me, the big takeaway from the order is go back to the Fifth Circuit, have them evaluate the preliminary injunction, and have them look at what amount of notice is enough. 24 hours is not.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Baseball tonight, pop. I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Minnesota Twins. It's the start of a 3-game weekend series. The Twins come into Milwaukee as one of the hottest teams in the big leagues with an 11-game winning streak. We spoke to manager Pat Murphy in his office before the game.
Everything worries me about everybody. Everybody's good. There's not a team on that schedule there. There isn't a team on that schedule that you don't respect the same way. And then sometimes you over-respect teams that you don't need to. You certainly can't undervalue any team there because every team on that schedule can beat you. The record does not matter. The Reds just got beat 2 out of 3 by the White Sox at home. You know, does that mean the Reds are a bad team? They're absolutely not a bad team. What does that mean? Tito Francona is a bad manager? Of course not. The bottom line is anybody, it's big leagues. Anybody can beat anybody any given day.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. I'll have a full recap later tonight from Milwaukee with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky with passing showers and breezy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still a little windy, highs in the mid-50s. Sun's back in low 60s for Sunday. Rain chances return later Monday and especially into Tuesday. Currently 49 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
LFG, baby. Let's go.
Do you know who the king of LFG is? Tom Brady. Before every game, he runs to the crowd, screams LFG, fist bumps, and runs back.
He could be saying, let's floss gingerly.
No, he doesn't say the acronym.
Let's floss gingerly. Whatever reason, it gets the team wound up.
Okay. That intimidates the opponents right there.
He gets it done.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the new Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, and artist-actor Steve Segrin joins the program. Now that's how you Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You got 25 minutes to grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y. It's our statewide text-to-win contest, up for grabs a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets for May 21st, Wednesday, when they host Baltimore. So text in the word Friday right now, F-R-I-D-A-Y. You have until 11 o'clock. Tom Hartman will have another word from 11 to 2, yet another from 2 to 4 with Todd, and then Maggie Dawn wraps it up from 4 to 6, our statewide text to win contest. In just a second, we want to hear from you on today's going to be a really beautiful summer day.
Yep.
Kind of like the first full 80-degree day, at least here in the southeastern portion of the state. So we're talking about what song says summer to you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your summer song? But first,
yeah,
some important announcements from Greg Bach.
Two big announcements. First of all, as you know, I'm one of the co-owners of the Laughing Tap in Milwaukee, right there in Walker's Point. We have three shows this weekend with Skylar Higley. Don't know Skylar Higley? Well, he is a writer for Conan. If you watch the Oscars, he wrote for Conan during that event. When Conan made the joke about Drake, Skylar wrote that joke.
Very cool.
Big. So he'll be here tonight, two shows tomorrow, laughingtap.com. But as important, my niece and goddaughter, Molly Grabiel, is starring at the Rody Theater in Kenosha in Hairspray. She's playing Tracy Turnblad.
That's a big part.
Mm-hmm. If you live in the Kenosha Racine area or anywhere in southeastern Wisconsin and you want to see a great show, I'm going to be there probably tomorrow or Sunday at 2 p.m. There are four shows left. There's a night show tonight, matinee tomorrow, as well as an evening tomorrow, and then a matinee on Sunday. Then it's done. It's closed out, but it was three great weeks, and I am super proud of her. I will put links in the show notes for both the TAP as well as the Rody Theater.
Cool.
So you can get your tickets and head on down there and support it, because I sang Pretty Please.
Go, Molly. Break a leg.
Yeah, Molly.
Very cool. What is your song of summer? What says summertime to you? Mm-hmm. At 855-752-4842. Calvin bumped in with what would be mine, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. I still love that song. That song's got to be 30 years old.
Oh, I'm going to go
even
ahead.
Even older?
I'm going to look that up just to make you feel
probably
old.
Even older. Thank you. I appreciate that. What is your song that says summer to you? 855-752-4842. What?
It's 42 years old.
Okay, just like yesterday.
You mean the Beatles song? That's like 50 years old. Ah!
Walking on Sunshine's 42 years old.
Right. Yarp.
Songs of Summer at 855-752-4842. Steve from Milwaukee. Calvin, I believe we have this clip from Mungo Jerry. Can we play a little bit of that?
Go ahead and see what you can find. If a night is red,
stage.
Such a 60s song.
It's still so good, though.
I'm pretty sure someone's playing a jug in this song.
There's not enough. More jug.
More jug.
More jug.
More jugs and bands. The instrument. More jugs and bands.
855-752-4842. Yes. 855-75-CIVIC. What is the song that says summer to you? Thank you for that, Steve from Milwaukee. Keep them coming in. Dan Schaefer, what about you? What would be your song of summer?
So my college roommate, he had a tradition every year on the first like really nice day of the year. We would go out for like a long drive and with the windows down, nice day, blast some music. And we always went, we listened to Tom Petty's album, Full Moon Fever.
Oh.
So this album is the one that has Free Fallen, It Won't Back Down, Run It Down a Dream, like a lot of hits. So it's just like that song, Nice Day, Open Road. That's how we like to start summer. So like every year there's a nice day. We'll text each other and be like, is it the Full Moon Fever Day? Is today it?
Oh, that's
full moon
great.
Fever Day?
Is today
so,
that?
So today I feel like is really
yeah.
Full Moon Fever Day.
Today is that day.
I'm also that way with like it's the season is great, but it's about driving in spring and summer, that being able to put the windows down and just enjoy and playing that right music. And for me, and I put the, and believe it or not, in most of the show notes on Friday, I put in a link to a song by Fatboy Slim called The Weekend Starts Here. And I know it's not Katrina and the Waves, it's not Big Pop, but I want you to think about driving to this song at night. Calvin, can you play that bit I gave you?
Starts here.
Just driving, especially home from work.
I'm feeling it.
I love this song so much.
Does it pick up at all?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's a Fatboy Slim song. It's 48 minutes long and
it's 48?
No, it's not. It's but here's the beat. That's a great driving song. That just keeps you going right there. So, yeah.
What is your song of summertime? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, if you would like to join the conversation during our audio sorbet. John from West Bend, Super Cool by Jimmy Buffett.
Summer's Cool.
Summer's Cool, sorry, yeah. By Jimmy Buffett. Actually, almost any Jimmy Buffett song makes it summer anytime. You're absolutely right about that.
Oh, Andrew from Maine. Jane's favorite summer song is 14 years older than herself. That smooth talking Andrew from Maine.
You're angling for money, aren't you?
Oh, or it's a compliment, I guess.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What song says summer to you? On the live stream, we have DJ Jazzy Jeff, Summertime.
Oh, yeah. That's just a fun. You can play it at the barbecue, dance around. There it is. Mm-mm.
What is your song of summer? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We have Jake, formerly of the LP, Panama by Van Halen.
That's a great song. Just any David Lee Roth.
See, I'm not such a David Lee Roth fan.
I honestly don't. I don't like his
he
voice.
Never looked like he bathed, but maybe that's just me.
I liked the music they played. While we're talking about this, Dan, you hosted a big event last night. You co-hosted an event, yeah.
Co-emceed. That's right. Me and our good friend Kristen Bry were the co-emcees of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's People's Gala last night. So we had a good time with that.
What happened?
So, you know, it was just like kind of celebrating 30 years of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and they wanted to do things a little bit differently. They wanted to be a little bit less of, you know, your typical stuffy gala. So they had some live artwork going on there. So they had a whole bunch of, they had a mariachi band, and then they had me and Kristen goofing around as the MCs for the event. So we had some fun with it. We told some jokes. We talked about democracy and one of the things that we did, and this was like an idea that we were working on to try to like talk about some of the things that the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign does in a kind of fun new way. And one of the things we did was we did a draft. So, you know, of course, we just had a draft for the in Green Bay.
Right.
But we recognize that we're in this rare moment in Wisconsin when we're in the off season, where we're not in an active campaign cycle. It's been 44 whole days since any of us have seen a campaign ad since April 1st. And so one of the things we drafted was like things that our state could do to better our democracy in this rare moment where we have an off season. It's a, you know, it's not going to last.
Doesn't
long.
Happen now.
We can't make these changes in the middle of the season, in the middle of the playoffs and all that. We got to make those changes in the off season. So we drafted things like fair maps and getting money out of politics and, you know, having citizen led ballot initiatives and things like that. So it was we had fun with it.
I mean, that when I hear going back to what we were just talking about, too, off season. And it's time to we have some time before the next election. We can celebrate it by playing all of our favorite songs. See how I made that tie in, Jane?
Nice.
See how I did that?
That was smooth.
I am just smooth like butter.
Smooth, smooth. We are talking smooth summer songs. What song says summer to you at 855-752-4842, 855-75 Civic. Roger from Stevens Point says anything by the Beach Boys.
Yeah. Are you a Beach Boys fan?
Yeah.
Dan, how are you? You like the Beach Boys?
I like some. I like the early Beach Boys. Yeah. Pet Sounds.
That's just. Can't
argue with that.
Yeah.
That's groundbreaking. I feel like for me, and this, if you like the Beach Boys, that's great. I just can't hook onto them. There's something about them that's just like, nah, not my jam. Other people, that's fine. But not for me, it's just like, it's good. I get it. But. I would have to say who just mentioned it.
Roger.
Oh yeah, Roger. But Terry Ryan in listening on WAUK said Christopher Cross Sailing.
Oh, for sure.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, yacht rock and just a great tune to begin with. That's just a wonderful, wonderful song. Did you get that one, Calvin? All right, play a little bit of that, would you?
More yacht rock for Greg here.
Nope. I never knew it had a big intro.
There's a long and. I played this song a lot.
That's true.
I played this. There's a 45-second ramp on this thing. I can go get a cup of coffee.
I'm gonna play Salem, going to the bathroom. Be right back.
Exactly. 855-752-4842. We are looking for your song of summer. What song says summer to you? Here it is, Christopher Cross.
Oh, yeah. That voice, Academy Award winning voice.
And I never understood what happened. He just, after this first debut album, he just kind of went.
Well, I mean, that's the weird thing. It's like, but also like, you know, people who, like we were talking about this with Stevie Wonder and someone like Steve Miller, they just stopped making hits one day. They are hit machines.
Yeah.
And then one day they're like, either they are or the society's like, yeah, we're done.
We don't want it anymore.
We're good. No, we're going to take it. But like, yeah, I love Christopher Cross and I'm glad that he's finally getting in the past few years, his
recognition.
Flowers. Yeah.
Sue
he
says
was a big part of that yacht rock documentary.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sue says, drawing a blank on the name, but the baseball one, put me in coach.
Oh, John Fogerty.
John Fogerty.
Center field. It's called center field.
Center field. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. What is the song that says summer to you? John from Madison is on the line. Good morning, John. Thank you for joining us. What's your summer song?
My summer song is called Summer by War.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
Calvin will have Calvin look for that one quick.
I'll bet you any amount of money that it's one of those songs where you recognize, you're like, oh, I know that song, but you never knew the title. That's how it works for me a lot of the times.
What does that evoke for you, John, when you think about that song?
Well, if you listen to it, you'll know. It's a 70s song. That's what it is.
It's got some funks. It's War, so it's going to be funky and groovy.
It's War. Exactly. And it just says summer.
Yes.
Throughout the whole song.
Yes, I know this song exactly. This was on their greatest hits. We played this song at the barber, or this album at the barber shop all the time. This song is a great shop's closed, lights, sitting in the chair,
sitting
just
back,
giving yourself a rest.
Get the hammock. Yeah. That's a great one, John. Thank you.
And I don't know what the instrument's called where you like.
Isn't that a washboard?
No.
Mm-mm. That's not technically.
No, but
it's along the lines,
exactly.
Though, of a washboard.
It's a nice percussive instrument. It just gets you in a mood.
855-7-
Greg is good at making the sound of that, too.
He is. 855-752-4842. What song says summer to you? Whistler from Richland Center, On the Threshold of a Dream from the Moody Blues. Oh, yeah. Brian from Milwaukee, At Last by Etta James.
Okay.
Great, great song. Jude from East Troy, Summer in the City, The Lovin' Spoonful. Sarah from Green Bay, Dancing Days by Led Zeppelin.
That's a great song.
So many, many more. Get out and enjoy the weather today. We might have some rain coming in a little bit later on, so just keep up on the forecast. Dan Schaefer, subscribe to the Recombobulation Area. Check it out. It's fantastic. He's also our political editor. Thank you so much, Dan. We will see you next Friday.
Thank you. Be well.
Bye, coworker.
Coming up, we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Bottom of the Bottle Edition. Ooh. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
As a fellow veteran, we understand what it means to serve on a team. A suicide on a team is devastating and a real risk for veterans. If you or someone you know is struggling, reach out now. Reach out, WIS.org, for local resources available to you and your loved ones.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment, with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and ReachOutWIS.org.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
Between 2010 and 2019, 6,000 childcare programs closed. When COVID hit, they were like, we can't do this again. So they invested in us. And now our state is going to be one of six. They took the federal dollars, but our state does zero. You're looking at 25% closing. I am likely going to be one of them.
This would be good to know if you would like to perhaps call your representative.
Yes. Catch Matt Nair on Air at its new time. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our resident young person, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You have 7 minutes left to text in the word Friday using the Civic Media app, F-R-I-D-A-Y, text in the word Friday. You'll be in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets for Wednesday, May 21st, when they host Baltimore. So text in the word Friday right now, F-R-I-D-A-Y, using the Civic Media app. And good luck. Your next chance from 11 to 2 with Tom Hartman, then 2 to 4 with Todd Alba, 4 to 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn coming your way. Our statewide text to win contest. Rita from La Crosse just texted in.
Ooh, thank you.
Love to see where everybody's listening. On WLCX, Friday is the word, F-R-I-D-A-Y. Fred from Cottage Grove entered. Adam in Oregon. Kevin in Eau Claire. Greg in Genesee Depot. And many, many more. Got a couple of minutes left to text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y. Coming up on Monday, we haven't had her on in too long.
I am so excited.
Yeah, Pam Yonke is going to be here. She's the fabulous farm babe and a friend of the show. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes. Yes,
and so Pam is going to be here, and we're going to talk a little bit specifically about farmers. And this is something that we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. Very stoic folks. Don't like to talk about it necessarily.
Yeah.
Might be a little hesitant to reach out for help.
Don't know how to talk about it.
Or where to go.
Yeah.
So Pam Yonke is going to be joining us coming up on Monday in hour number two. And we're going to talk about mental health and what is available specifically for people who are in the farming community. Mm-hmm. You are not alone.
You are not.
You are not alone. So join us coming up on Monday when Pam Yonke is here. It's getting late, 11:55. Calvin, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from that bastion of journalistic integrity, the New York Post, Cassidy Pierce with the byline. Headline reads, TikToker warns viewers about disgusting brown glob discovered in juice. Quote, I feel violently ill. Australian Naomi Brosnan took to TikTok sharing a horrifying video about her find in a brand of lime juice. She said, Kohl's, the maker of this lime juice, do you have some explaining to do? She shows off the bottle. She said, we just finished this. I shook it and I heard something in it. I cut open the bottle. Now I feel violently ill. She then pans to a photo of a red-brown glob found at the bottom of the bottle. She says, someone needs to be able to tell me what that is because, oh my God. Some commenters, of course, taking an opportunity to throw a couple jabs. Well, they said it was only 99.9% lime juice.
That's funny.
0.1% blob.
Am I looking at the picture here correctly, though, Jane?
Yes, you are.
It looks like...
It looks like sputum.
Well, it looks... Well, look, yeah, it looks... Honestly, I just had a procedure on my sinuses, and it looks like what comes out of there every once in a while.
That's very similar,
but
yes.
I'm also looking at the picture of her. And by the way, Kohl's is C-O-L-E-S, not Kohl's department store.
Right.
But Naomi's holding a bottle, and it looks to be... at least translucent, not maybe totally transparent.
So you'd think you'd be able to see it.
You think you'd see a dark, splotchy thing at the bottom of a bottle that doesn't match the color scheme because it's a green bottle with green label and a green cap. A dark, splotchy
blob
thing would be noticeable, not when you empty the whole thing out. I'm very curious now. And maybe, oh, maybe, because... nowadays, what we do, we take right to social media to say something.
Yes.
Maybe this was for attention.
She just wants lime juice for life. I don't know how much lime juice she's going through, but the company Kohl's has assured any customer if they have an item they're not 100% happy with, they can return it to the nearest store. They're also currently working to change their lemon and lime juice bottles to completely see-through bottles.
Yeah.
But they say that's unrelated to this case.
And if you find this disgusting and you drink kombucha, go see what that's made of. It looks exactly like this, whatever alien life form is at the bottom of this bottle.
That wraps up today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Calvin, by the way, we never got your song of summer. Do you have a song of summer? That says summer to you in the 2 minutes that we have left?
What's your summer jam?
You know, to be completely honest with you, I don't know if I have one off the top of my head.
We're going
to
get you one.
Yeah, we're going to find one for you.
We're going to assign one to you.
Okay.
How do you feel about the band Slayer?
I think it sounds familiar.
Okay. Yeah, he's not that. Join us on Monday when we assign Calvin his summer song. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, all of our engineers, and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn, and Pete Schwab. We are the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A tornado hit St. Louis this afternoon, killing at least five people. Mayor Kara Spencer in office just a month.
Our city is grieving tonight.
The mayor says an overnight curfew is in effect.
The loss of life and the destruction is truly, truly horrendous.
CBS News St. Louis reporter Nathan Vickers says the twister seemed to appear out of nowhere.
I was actually coming through this when all of this hit, too. The winds really picked up. This hit very, very quickly. It took a lot of people by surprise. And I think we're now just starting to see the full scope of the damage.
Seven inmates are on the run tonight after escaping from the New Orleans jail. They got out through a hole behind a toilet, then scaled a wall while the lone guard assigned to their cell pod was away getting food. Three of the 10 have been found. The latest from CBS News correspondent Katie Weiss.
The jailbreak wasn't detected until guards did a morning head count 7 hours after the escape.